And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Of the I Love Ann Show. Peggy's on vacation this week, and hey, I tell you what, I have a good one here, though, this morning to talk to you with Michael Genevieve. Of course, he's the executive director right over there at the Abbeville Opera House. They are right in the middle of a great new play. He wanted to call in and tell us about it, Death Trap. How you doing this morning, Michael Genevieve?
Hey, I'm great, Ann. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this is the second show of the 34th summer season. And
that's right. We're right in the middle of Death Trap. We have performances, Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday at 3 and 8. And then we've also got shows the weekend after that, July the 27th and 28th. So we're right in the middle. This is the second show of the summer theater season, and we couldn't have picked a better show. It's probably one of the best mystery thrillers ever written, and we've just had a terrific response from our audience with this show.
Absolutely. Now, you're actually not only the director, but you're one of the starring roles in this play.
Yes, I get to play Sidney Brule, who is a playwright who's going through a dry period right now. And he sent a script from some young guy who attended one of his writing seminars the summer before. And as he's reading the script, he realizes how really good it is. And he keeps thinking about how he's just had two or three flops, maybe four flops in a row. He hasn't had a big hit in about 18 years. And so he's wondering, maybe could he possibly work on the script with this young man and collaborate? And if that doesn't work, would murder be a possibility? And of course it is, since it's Death Trap. But it's just one of the many murders. This show, one of the reasons I like it so much, I think it has more twists and turns than the West Virginia Turnpike. I mean, this show is filled with surprises, and the audience just really seems to love it. So not only will it keep you on the edge of your seat, but there are lots of great funny lines, and we just got a super, super cast to tell the story, and we're having a great time.
Well, you know, Death Trap, of course, is the longest-running mystery on Broadway, so you've brought a Broadway hit right here to Abbeville.
We do, and it was made into a film several years ago with Michael Caine, Diane Cannon, and Christopher Reeve, so a lot of people may remember that. But it was originally, Ira Levin wrote a wonderful Broadway mystery thriller, and we are just delighted that we were able to get the rights. We actually wanted to put the show into the summer season last year, and they were doing a revival in London, of all places, and had there been some talk of bringing the show back as a revival to Broadway, and we couldn't, because of all of that, we couldn't get the rights last year, but we were able to secure them this summer, and so we put it in as the second show of the summer season.
Absolutely. Now, of course, not only you, and who else is in the play?
Well, Lisa McConnell plays my wife in the show. Ryan Hewitt is Clifford Anderson. He's the young playwright whose script he sends me in the mail, and I get him to come over to the house so we can discuss the story that he's written. And Terry Gilchrist plays my lawyer, Porter Milgram. And Helga Tendorp is a Dutch psychic played by Amy Becker. And they, like I said, they are all just doing a terrific job. The audience loves all these diverse characters, and it's got lots of surprises, and it's just a great, fun summer show.
Absolutely. So now that'll be going on, what, this weekend and next weekend?
And next weekend, right. So we've got this Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st, and then we've got the final three performances, or final two are on the July 27th and 28th. And then in August, we're doing another South Carolina premiere. We opened our season with a brand new musical called Church Basement Ladies in June, and we're closing with the South Carolina premiere of a brand new comedy by Ken Ludwig called The Fox on the Fairway, and that's going to run from August 10th through the 25th. So this has been a terrific summer season for us, and we've had some great attendance so far, and we hope everybody will come out and just spend a couple of hours with us at the Opera House.
You know, and not only that, it's so great because you can go over there, you can go to a play, you can have dinner or lunch there, and they just...
Exactly. We've got all the gift antique curio shops on the square that you can shop and come and see a show. Our matinees are at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, but we also have evening shows Friday night and Saturday night at 8 o'clock as well. So come over, have dinner, see a show. It's a great way to spend a summer evening or an afternoon.
It certainly is. And, you know, if you are going to the play, one of the things I wanted to mention is, of course, all you have to do is tell the restaurant, hey, we're going to the show, and they'll make sure they get you out of there.
Absolutely. The restaurants in Abbeville are really, really good about that. But it's always a good idea. If you can get there around 6:30 or so, you'll have plenty of time to have a nice leisurely meal and then get to the show on time. But always, no matter what time you arrive, make sure you tell them, hey, we're here to see a show at 8 o'clock, and they'll make every effort to get you out of there in plenty of time and get you to the theater. You can pick up your tickets then at the door. It's always a good idea to call ahead for reservations. Our box office number is 366-2157, and we're there Monday through Friday between the hours of 10 and 2. On show days there, we're there all day right up until curtain time, which is at 8 o'clock on Friday nights and, as I said, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoons. But call ahead. You can make your reservations over the phone with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card. We don't run it through on the card. Those are just used to hold your seats. When you get there, of course, you can put them on a card if you want to, but you can pay by check or cash.
Absolutely. Well, we are looking forward, as always, to seeing Death Trap over there in Abbeville at the Abbeville Opera House. You've been having a great season, and we'll be looking forward to not only Death Trap this weekend and next weekend, but then Fox on the Fairway, when does that one open?
That opens on Friday night, August the 10th, and it runs every Friday and Saturday through August 25th. It's a hysterically funny new comedy about golf that's set in a country club. So we think it's going to be a great show as well. As a matter of fact, I start rehearsals for that show today.
Well, that was timely, wasn't it?
And it was.
If it's about golf, it's got to be a winner.
It is.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for calling us.
Oh, thank you. It was great talking to you, Ann.
All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.